Dear Tom and Kira, today you have made your way up here to begin your shared journey as a married couple. You've chosen not to marry in your home country, but instead in this breathtaking holiday region, in the heart of the Berchtesgadener Alps. Whether hiking or simply sitting on a bench, taking in the silence and strength of the mountains, this place fills the heart with peace and joy. And here we are, on one of the region's most beautiful peaks with a truly spectacular panoramic view across the Berchtesgadener Mountains. You are getting married today because you trust each other and because you believe that together you'll make your way through life. That trust is a strong and reliable foundation for your marriage. When two people, like the two of you, decide to share their lives, it's because they feel deeply connected, because they love one another. Of course, life isn't always sunshine and smooth sailing, but a true sense of togetherness will carry you through. And at its heart lie trust, understanding, honesty, and respect. I'm especially thinking of the importance of understanding each other's weaknesses, but also honoring each other's strength. Only by doing so will you be able to face life's ups and downs together and truly experience them side by side. My wish for you is that you create a marriage that reflects your shared hopes and values, one in which you always feel supported, understood, and deeply connected. Love and happiness belong together. May you become a strong and lasting unit, one that no challenge can break. And most of all, make time for each other. Always. Where love is sown, joy will grow. These words were written by William Shakespeare long ago, and yet their beauty and truth remain timeless. Those who give love freely soon realize it doesn't only bring joy to the one receiving it, but also to the one giving it. Love creates happiness. Love brings joy. I'm sure you've already felt that joy many times and continue to feel it every single day. Hold on to that feeling by continuing to sow small seeds of love and by caring for that love as it grows and flourishes. And if love truly grows when it is nurtured, then what better place to celebrate it than right here above the world, surrounded by such beauty. And I think whoever has once stood up here immediately understands why this place is so much more than just a holiday destination. It's a feeling, maybe a little bit like coming home, even if you're not from here. And that's exactly why it's so fitting that we are here today, because this moment with your 15 dearest people, with this view over the mountains, with this special kind of silence in between, this moment is simply made for what it is about to come. A shared flight that took off many years ago, with stopovers, with light turbulence, with plenty of breathtaking views. And today, that flight takes a little change, of course. But before I get too carried away, let's go back to the very beginning, to the day two people met, and from that moment on, never lost sight of each other. Even if that first, there was still a dog in between. The runway where your flight began was an app. Yes, that's how it goes in modern times. And I must admit, It does surprise me how this, to me, still slightly incomprehensible IT thing called plenty of fish, without heart and without brain, somehow knew from the very first second that the two of you would be a match. And even if the first date didn't take off into the skies as originally suggested, because Kira had actually proposed going flying straight away, it was probably a wise, rational decision not to lock yourselves into a small cockpit just yet, but to start a little more carefully with a beer garden in Salisbury. Sunshine, cold beer, and Robbie. So your first date was already a trio. And honestly, Tom, you were a little bit in love right away with that fluffy spaniel with the long ears who you petted nonstop for the next few hours. And you, Kira, you were impressed by his height, his presence, but above all this, his humor. And Tom, he knew for sure you were special when you, without batting an eye, calmly fished a dead fly out of your pint with nothing but a debit card. That easygoing way of yours impressed him immediately. And what followed was simply beautiful. Light. A whole afternoon that just flew by without your noticing. Two people who somehow were instantly on the same wavelength. Well, almost. At the end, turbulence almost struck because, Tom, you only wanted to wish her a safe journey home, but instead out came nothing but a blunt and slightly awkward go home. Thank goodness, with you two, not everything has to be perfect. It just has to feel right. Whenever one sees you together, it's instantly clear you two live your lives with so much ease. And at the same time, with an incredible energy. Your free time, that's a mix of cuddling with the dogs, hands-on gardening, spontaneous building projects, airfield hopping in search of the best cake, and little escapes to unusual places. You are the one who wakes up in the morning and decides to build a pavilion in the garden. No instructions, no plan, just go for it. And Kira, she truly values that and admires you for it. She watches you with that very special look, a mix of loving, head shaking, and silent admiration. And then there's your little crew, Bo and Robbie, more than just pets. They feel with you, they live with you, they each have their very own spot in your family constellation. Bo has clearly chosen you, and Robbie is absolutely certain you are his favorite person. And those two make your perfect Sunday mornings even better. First, Robbie gets his puppuccino, then Bo gets cuddle time, and then Kira is a kind of family ritual that makes every Sunday morning a little bit special. And then there's this place, Berchtesgaden, a piece of home for both of you, long before you even knew each other. As children, both of you spent time here separately, without knowing that the other was somewhere nearby, gazing at the same mountains. And then one day, many years later, you stood here together for the very first time, and it instantly felt right. Since then, you've come back again and again, to breathe, to recharge, and sometimes to go tobogganing with certain consequences. That you didn't expect the proposal in this particular holiday actually says it all, because before there was always this little hope in you. Maybe today, maybe now, but not in this winter trip to Berchtesgaden. And maybe that's exactly why the moment was so special. A small walk in the snow, the swing by the Kempinski, the rooftops and peaks covered in white, the crisp air. And then suddenly that look, that grin with which you caught her, and just a few simple words that were enough to throw her heart completely off course. Pure happiness and tears of joy. The moment you made her the happiest woman on earth. And just as you were catching your breath again, came your dry remark. Well, then let's see if the hotel will give us some goodies. And indeed they did. An upgrade. An heart-shaped balloon, roses, rose petals, and a room full of happiness in which you could celebrate your love. Because you love each other exactly as you are. Kira loves you for your strength, for that just do it attitude that defines you. She loves how you wake up in the morning, have an idea, and simply make it happen. No instructions, no endless talk, just you thinking, building, tinkering, while she watches you and thinks, wow, the way his mind works is incredible. She loves your precision, your clear view, and at the same time the humor that sometimes just bursts out of nowhere. When you walk past a mirror and suddenly make a completely random silly face. When you talk to the dogs in completely different voices you've invented for them. Or when you throw out such a dry comment that she almost falls off the couch. She loves that you're either 8 or 80 years old, with everything or nothing in between. Your childlike joy in little things, like a special tractor. And at the same time, your calm, your wisdom, your perspective on the world. And the best part, that with you, she can just be who she is. No mask, no role, simply herself. And Tom, he loves you for your heart and the way you always open it for others first. How you're there when someone isn't doing well. How you carry your family, your dogs, him, with a naturalness that doesn't even need words. He sees it every day in all the little moments. When you take things off his shoulders before he even notices they weigh him down. When you take care of him, of the dogs, of everything that makes you too who you are. And when you, with a quiet smile, simply do the right thing. His 30th birthday, a flight he'll never forget because you surprised him with something so special in an aircraft that means the world to him. Because you know exactly what excites him and because you are happy when he is happy. He loves you for the way you think ahead, anticipate, and never put yourself at the center, but always the two of you together. Your love doesn't show itself in big gestures or grand occasions, but in all the small moments you share it every day. Tom's heart makes little jumps when you take care of things he doesn't even notice himself. When you see his business trip schedule is too full and you just book him an hotel so he doesn't have to organize that too. When you remind him of his sunglasses, his wallet, all the things that would otherwise get left behind. He feels loved when you do all this without drama, without fuss, just because he feels you see him. You think along. You're there, not only when everything's easy, but especially when it's hard. And Kira's heart still beats a little faster when you quietly and naturally take care of her, because you always eat the ends of the garlic bread so she doesn't have to. Because you make sure that the toasts never gets too dark. Because you warm her bed with the hairdryer before she gets in. Simply because you know how much she loves that. She feels loved when you make her world a little lighter. When you're just there trying to fix her problems even if you didn't cause them. She feels loved when you kissed her forehead. Giving her every single time the feeling, I've got you for the rest of our lives. The two of you. You are about to say yes to one another, to your shared life. And in doing so, you give each other a promise. A promise that isn't just for today. You can bring it out, repeat it, say it to each other, or simply think of it. On days when everything is easy and you just want to show how much you mean to one another, but also on days that may be darker when you ask yourselves where you stand. Keep saying it again and again, whether during your next unforgettable flight or on a rainy Sunday morning, cuddled up in bed with Beau and Robbie. Because these words are meant to remind you always of how strong your love was right here and today. Dear Kira and Tom, as an outward symbol of your inner bond, you have chosen to exchange rings. Rings are a symbol of completenesses, unity, and fidelity. They have no beginning and no end and cannot be separated without force. And so may it be in your marriage. As a sign of your deep connection, you may now exchange the rings. Dear Kira, dear Tom, even if you've probably done this 1,000 times before, this kiss you may now enjoy especially. On behalf of the municipality of Schönau am Königssee, of Miss Rasp, and also from myself, my heartfelt congratulations and very best wishes to you both. Dear family and friends, those were the famous last words. Now it's up to you to make these days into what Kira and Tom so dearly wish for. A few beautiful, relaxed days in Berchtesgaden with you, the people who mean the most to them, with the mountain view, with the feeling of being able to breathe deeply, and with that special lightness you only feel in moments like these. For your journey together, I wish you keep exactly that, this just us two against the rest of the world. That you soon find your new home with a big garden, a little pond for the 15 koi fish, maybe a donkey or two, and a small airfield nearby. And who knows, maybe in 20 years you'll be somewhere above the clouds on the way to your next little adventure. And then you will think back to today, to this moment, and to this view. And to the fact that the most beautiful flight isn't the one where everything goes smoothly, but the one where you have exactly the right person at your side to get through turbulence and to enjoy the best views. Thank you for letting us be a part of your flight today.